Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of May 14th. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and a respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous would like to congratulate WMT on its 100th anniversary, as Camp Courageous celebrates its 50th anniversary. Half of WMT's existence has been spent supporting Camp Courageous, starting in 1972 with WMT sports broadcaster Tay Cummins and his wife Dottie. Dottie told me 43 years ago, if it wasn't for WMT, there wouldn't be a Camp Courageous. I was 25 years old, and that comment has always stuck with me. Looking back, it was incredible that the legendary radio station WMT risked its integrity to get behind a brand new charity. Camp Courageous has been forever grateful. School groups continue to come out to Camp Courageous for one day and overnight camp sessions this spring. Each day is packed with activities for students of all ages, from the new zip line to paddle boarding to riding the camp train to adventure activities and bowling. Their days are packed full. This past week, camp had campers coming from Extron, Marion Middle School, Oak Ridge Middle School, Harding Middle School, North Fayette Valley High School, West Willow Elementary, Liberty High School, and Mid Prairie Beyond Program. The travel group headed off to Hanson's Dairy Farm and had a tour of their farm, and along with some ice cream. They had a great time. A big thanks to Jeff and Joanne Hintz for volunteering for this trip. This next week, campers are coming from St. Francis Xavier, Vinton-Shelsburg High School, Cascade Elementary, Fairfield, and Strive, along with our friends at Okno in Iowa City, will be coming up for a zip line and train ride. And travel is heading off to Laurel Ingalls tour. And then next weekend, our travel program is heading off to the Wisconsin Dells. Camp will be giving a program to the Iowa City Rotary this coming Thursday, thanks to Eric Wheeler for making that possible. We had volunteers this week from Kirkwood's International Student Body, Benchmark, and Transamerica. Here's Eric Hansen from Transamerica talking about his experience here at Camp Courageous.
I'm Eric Hansen. I'm with Transamerica, my team, investment reporting from the finance group. Today, we started out, basically cleaning up a bunch of debris, railroad ties, moving them to a burn location, emptying out a large trailer, and trying to beautify the place for an event, the fundraising cruising event this weekend.
Sure.
Moving a bunch of chairs from one place to another. We come here because we really believe in the vision. It's something it's easy for my whole team. Everyone either has a family member or a connection that can relate to the, I think, the underserved population that deserve a beautiful place like this to be. And so I think it's a feel good to come here. And it's a really feel good to see the pictures and watch the video and even see people out here that are able to take advantage of this beautiful place. It's really an opportunity, I think. You know, we can have a team event where we're in the office together and try to, or go golfing or do something like that, and we do those things. But this is different because when you serve together and you're sweating together and you get in situations that you weren't expecting, it creates a unique type of bond. And the number of the team was just talking about that factor earlier today, how they were really looking forward to this for that reason. This is my 8th year, and wow, the biggest change would be this lake area, probably, and just beautifying it. So we've done some of the landscaping. We planted the trees on that hill. Last year I was in here in the lake. We were taking out scum. With rakes and hands, and there were about 20 of us in there doing it. And it was a hot day like this. It was perfect. It was fun. But yeah, I would say just this general area is where we've somehow ended up working the most recently. In this season, post the COVID pandemic, where we've been working from home at Transamerica within my department, we've been easing back in an optional way to the office. Mm-hmm. And whether you've been working from home by yourself or you've been stuck in a cube in the office, it feels good to get outside, to work together, and for a purpose that means something.
Tomorrow, it will be the Camp Courageous 35th annual Cruising for Camp Courageous. It will be running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's presented by the Cedar Valley Street Rods. And Cruising for Camp Courageous is one of Iowa's largest charity car shows, featuring hundreds of show cars, vintage vehicles, motorcycles, trucks, you name it, it'll be here. Once again, this takes place right at Camp Courageous, just located southeast of Monticello, Iowa. This is a family event with a large silent live auction, several food stands, music, a craft show. 3D Sound will provide music and commentary with pinstriping demonstrations on the grounds and much, much more. A lot of events for the kids with prizes. Camp Bounty House will be out and a lot of other activities. Admission is only $5 for adults. Children 12 and under are free when accompanied by an adult. Parking is free. So once again, come out tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for Cruising for Camp Courageous. One can also support the camp during Great Give Day on Wednesday, May 18th. During this 24-hour online giving event, your contribution will help build a stronger foundation for camp. Watch camp's Facebook and Twitter accounts for more information on Great Give Day. The need of the week continues to be grass seed. We can always use more grass seed as we continue to do construction throughout the camp. We want to wish Julie O'Connor the very best in her retirement from Camp Courageous. She has done an exceptional job as Camp Courageous' dietary director for years. Along with those skills, she also led the camp's breakfasts, Fairways Roundup, Cocoa Bombs, and helped with every Camp Courageous fundraiser. Her hard work and dedication will be greatly missed. Camp has lost many dear friends this past week, and we have a few here that asked that their memorials go to Camp Courageous. They include Julius Hagman, who was 94 from Dyersville, Norma Fitz, who was 91 from Marion, and Betty Jean Lego from Anamoso. Our sympathy goes out to those families. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Hopefully you can come out and join us with Cruising for Camp Courageous and a great week next week. Thank you for listening.